Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Joining us now is Joe Supple, the Holiday Doctor. And as we usually say, we're falling over his cases in the hallway. And he's been away and planning other visits as well. You're very welcome, Joe. This time of the year is brilliant for going to Christmas markets. I've been to a few myself in Poland and Germany, and that's what we're talking about today. So here we go, October into November, off you go to your Christmas market.
That's it, Declan, and they're hugely popular. And the great thing about these, going to Christmas markets, is what you want to really do is package it up with one of like a travel agent, because they'll have negotiated the best rates in the hotels. They'll organise your return flights, accommodation, transfers, stuff like that, and anything else that you want to do. So it's very much open, you know, to yourselves. Like you say, Budapest, the markets are incredible. And of course, the temperatures are way down low. So, you know, you get your lovely winter clothes out, you're walking around, having your little mulled wine.
Glovine,
exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, that's it, the famous drink down there. Yeah. So there's some great deals. I had a quick look up there now, just on Cassie Travel. They've got a few different destinations there. Traveling on the 4th of December, two nights in the 4-star Royal Park boutique hotel. $219 per person, based on two people sharing. She wouldn't get a hotel room in Dublin for that, you know, when you think about it. Off you go to Budapest. Includes return flights, accommodation. And again, you can, you know, stroll around, pick up the whole, so get the whole scent of the Hungarian beautiful honey cookies and mulled wine and cinnamon filled in the air with that beautiful holiday spirit. I always think of that when I'm in Budapest as well.
But listen, what did they sell at the Christmas markets?
Well, it's generally like sort of, you know, homemade crafts and things like that. You know, with anything from sort of like, you know, Christmas decorations down to those little things, homemade things you might pick up for somebody for Christmas. There's loads of things on offer there. And it's very much, it depends on where you go. Like again, you know, Krakow have beautiful markets there as well, which would be very famous. And then you have different like Bruges as well. So they all, it's generally from that the region itself. You'd have a lot of, you know, the wood, handmade stuff and things like that, you know what I mean? But it's just the whole atmosphere of it, you know. Even when we're here, you know, when you walk down Grafton Street and you feel that buzz of the Christmas, that's what it's like going to a Christmas market. And of course you're in a different country as well, so you know, it's a lovely little city break to do. So I definitely would recommend those as well. And we did have an email in from a listener there last week just about Lapland, and there's lots of ways of going to Lapland. I just looked up there before I came in, and Sunway, who have been doing Lapland for many, many years, they've only actually got one date left, sold out. It's always really popular.
Lapland. I've never been to Lapland, have you?
I haven't been, no. I know Ryan, who works here, had been there a good few times and loves the place. You know, you get the full whole experience.
But you've got the choice between the North Pole and Lapland, and there's more infrastructure around Lapland. I know Santa commutes between the two.
Yes.
But Lapland in Finland seems to have...
It's the crossover.
The infrastructure, because I think the North Pole has just the snow.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, where you get the full experience. And they've only one date left, 21st November, two-night trip. Now, Declan, I'm not going to say this is cheap, because it's not, but you have to think about everything that's included in it. All your transfers, baggage, meals, your snowsuits, all the activities, the snowmobile rides, husky rides, reindeer rides. It's keeping you busy, busy, busy. And, of course, a private meeting with the man himself, Santa Claus, all the way down there. Further information at sunway.ie. Starts off there at 1399 per adult and 1199 per child. Look, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Make sure your kid is a couple of years old so they can remember it. When they're 18, you can say, do you not remember we brought you there when you were 4 or 5? You know, so you have to get embedded into their thing. That's Lapland. Just we did have a inquiry there from a listener. And then if we're looking closer to home, you know, the Irish markets are great. And we forget about that sometimes. You know, when you think about Christmas markets, you think about, you know, maybe heading to town, or maybe, as you say, going away from them. Dublin, the 8th to 21st of December, set in the heart of Dublin City. Christmas at the Castle is based on in the historic courtyard of Dublin Castle, which is amazing. Dublin Castle is beautiful. And again, you can sort of get that whole sort of atmosphere with food vendors. Of course, that's another thing I should have probably mentioned earlier on. When you go to these places, even abroad as well, the food vendors are very important. You know, they're doing all the sort of Christmas festive bits, cinnamon and all that sort of thing. And of course, Christmas drinks from the bar as well. And they have 30 traditional market stalls featuring a wide array of decorative crafts to help you with your Christmas shopping. Galway, 12th November to the 22nd of December, widely regarded as the best Christmas markets in Ireland, marks the 13th year of the market in Galway. And it's in the whole Air Square area there. It's like a winter wonderland. Again, stalls, food, beverages, food, and all the good stuff from Europe. Belfast is always really popular. It's great now. You know, I've talked to a lot of friends, like, you know, when you think about years ago, how long it used to take us to drive up to Belfast.
Yeah.
It's a spin up the road now. You're into Belfast. Great hotels up there. You know, taking a couple of different things, you're up there, maybe the Titanic visit, and they've got a huge array of hotels. Anything from sort of, you know, your basic 3-star up to your 5-star luxury hotels. It's been going now for 11 years, and Belfast City Hall has transformed into a traditional German-style market, which is really interesting. Packed to the brim, they've 90 massively handcrafted wooden chalets. So in other words, each one has different offerings for people on that as well. And of course, closer to home, the beautiful Garden of Ireland, Wicklow, 19th of November to the 18th of December. Great window there. The Wicklow Christmas Market takes place in the Abbey Grounds in Wicklow Town. Those who could visit can experience, of course, Santa Claus, most important, craft stalls, food and a fire show and many other festive activities for all the family. Food vendors will be there as well, and they've got over 50 stalls there as well. So that's a really good one there, which is the Wicklow Christmas Markets. I think people are really looking forward to sort of getting out and enjoying the Christmas markets this year, you know, because we had a okay summer, weather was okay there. Now it's starting to get cold. It's time to, you know, as soon as we hit Halloween, it's a straight run into Christmas. So, will you be going to any of the Christmas markets just after?
Well, I always think, Joe, if the weather's anyway warm going to the Christmas markets, it's disappointing.
Yes.
You need it to be really cold,
yes,
don't you?
That's the whole thing. Yeah. I remember years ago going to Prague and, it was in the winter time and it was so cold and the snow started and you're walking along and it does have that whole sort of winter wonderland feeling.
And you hear the Christmas music and people are wrapped up and they've scarves on and things like that. You go to the different stalls. I mean, there might be junk at it, but it's just the whole atmosphere.
It is, that's it. You know, you're walking around looking at different stands and stuff and everyone's getting into the festive mood, you know, and of course some of these markets as well, they might have Christmas trees and things for sale. So people might go along, get their Christmas tree, have the little mulled wine or a little bit of lunch and just look around the stalls and stuff, and it's great, you know, it's really good fun. Christmas is an amazing fun time, and for, you know, anyone thinking about going to any of the markets, you can check out stuff on the different websites there as well. Of course, Cork is another very popular one as well in the Cork City, just for people who are looking for maybe a bit of variety as well, and head down there maybe for your last little weekend, you know, maybe early December, because it's such a long break when you think about kids are back to school. You're doing this, doing that. Nice to get a little family break. If you had a chance there, just pop away for a couple of days, maybe down to Cork and check out what they had, or Belfast, or you've got plenty of little alternatives there as well. So I definitely would recommend. And again, if you're looking at going abroad, I mean, for me, Budapest, Prague is amazing as well. And Prague is just so cheap. And of course, it's just a hop and a jump away. And I know some of the airlines at the moment actually have their sales on, so it's a good time to get in there and get the cheap flexibility. It's all about flexibility. As you know, Declan, I know you're the best person at booking flights. It's all about having that flexibility of, you know, booking your flight early, looking at the flights and the return flights. And, you know, you can get them really cheap, you know, 50, 60 quid return, something like that, you know, over to Prague. Because you're even going over, even if you went over for like, left early in the morning and came back in the evening, or even just stayed the one night, you know, all you need is your little backpack. And fill your pockets with your with your socks and all your bits and pieces you need to do. Avoid the check-in luggage. That's especially for the little small breaks
absolutely.
To do.
All right, Joe Supple, the holiday doctor. Thanks very much indeed. Enjoy those Christmas markets. And indeed, if you decide to go to Lapland and see the man himself. Joe, thanks very much indeed.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at Cassidy.